Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and reluctant Christmas shopper Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can read at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is Christmas shopping again? Didn't we just do this? Christmas comes on the same day every year, and yet it always seems to take me by surprise. One minute, I'm at a Memorial Day picnic, contentedly chomping on a burger. The next, I'm sniffling through It's a Wonderful Life. Where does the time go? And, as if to help us, stores are putting up Christmas decorations earlier and earlier. Soon, I expect to see a sweaty Santa in a wife-beater t-shirt selling back-to-school supplies in a shameless yet ingenious display of cross-promotional advertising. School bells ring. Are you listening? It's still summer. Santa's glistening. Most of us rebel against this not-so-subtle early holiday push by not shopping at all until it's too late. Then we end up in the merciless jaws of the Christmas Eve crush, dashing through the mall, buying anything that's not nailed down. This might explain how one year I ended up with the gift of a smartly dressed mannequin, but that's another story. There is an alternative. My grandfather loved Christmas music. He thought it was beautiful enough to play all year long. When we hear department stores playing Christmas music, we get angry because we know it's just blatant consumer manipulation. But if we take the music back and play it ourselves throughout the year, maybe we can reclaim the beauty and joy of it. This idea might work with Christmas shopping as well. Instead of buying Christmas presents at Christmas time, do it all year long. I know. That sounds like I'm playing right into the greedy capitalist hands of the 1%, but hear me out. Waiting until the holidays means shopping under pressure. In the crunch, we are hard-pressed to remember what someone might actually really want or need. And we often end up buying them crap. Ties, mug warmers, and fruity-smelling bath and body sets. Now, these things in and of themselves are not bad gifts, if that is what the recipient really wants. But it almost never is. The best way to shop for someone is to observe and listen to them. Sure, everybody wants a Lexus Christmas to remember, but it's the little things that you notice and remember about someone that touches their heart. I know, a Lexus would touch them too, but let's assume we're working with a budget, shall we? Any stalker will tell you, if you pay attention to someone, their tastes become obvious. I have a cousin who gives me beautiful hat, glove, and scarf sets. Why? I've never told her I like that stuff, but when she sees me in the winter, that's what I'm wearing. The logical deduction is, Leanne must like winter accessory sets. I do. Ergo, she gives me great ones. My family did the same with my husband. They all know he's a great cook. A few Christmases ago, he received a plethora of very nice cooking pans and serving dishes. Now, they tried to say those gifts were for us, but I'm not fooled. Those were gifts for him, but I'm not mad. I'm touched by the fact that my family cared enough to notice. They gave him things that he not only likes, but uses. And I, of course, get to eat whatever he makes. It would have been nice, though, if someone had also seen fit to give me the gift of a gym membership so I could work off the good eats. Just saying. So, pay attention, purchase a few things throughout the year, and when Christmas rolls around again, and it will, damn it, you'll either already have your shopping done or have a better idea of what to give. No more mindless mall sprinting for you. Now, if all your observations still lead to the Lexus, go with the bath and body set. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Graydon Square. Please check out his work at graydonsquare.bandcamp.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.